Let's have a chat with rail expert Bruce Williamson. Hi, Bruce. How you doing?
Morning, Claire.
What do you think of this? A brand new station for, well, Bristol, South Gloucestershire?
Yes, I mean we've got to welcome it, of course.
Yeah.
You know, any improvement to the rail network has got to be a good thing. But you know, as your reporter hinted, these things take so long and it's so expensive and so hard to find the money. Yes, when's Portishead happening? That's been perpetually like about 3 years away and probably is still about 3 years away.
There was a woman we interviewed a few years ago about Portishead railway line, and she said, I'm not sure I will live to see Portishead railway line actually be back in place.
Yeah, maybe I'm slightly younger. I believe it will happen in my lifetime. I think Portishead's actually in the bag, as it were. You know, all the funding took place in there. And similarly, Ashley Down, work started on that. So that's a goer. But yeah, I mean, there's so much more that we could do with the rail network locally. And reopening stations is, it's a frustratingly slow process.
Can you just clear something up? It's claimed that this is the first Bristol station for 100 years, but Bristol Parkway and Filton Abbey Wood are in South Gloss. So where are we going with this? Can we say 100 years?
Well, we can if we want. I mean, it's a bit debatable, isn't it? But I mean, it illustrates really how little investment there has been in the rail network locally, if it's 100 years since the last new station we had in Bristol. So, yeah, I think it's a very clear sign that we could do a lot better.
What will the Portway station actually mean for this part of the city? How key do you think it is as a link in this part of the city?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got to consider it as part of the solution. It's not a magic bullet in itself, but every little helps. So for some people, it will provide a useful service and it will get used. I mean, those stations that have been reopened across the country, you know, almost always have been hugely successful. As the old cliche goes, build it and they will come. So, let's build more stations and let's get more people using the railways locally and ease congestion and reduce pollution.
I keep hearing that we're not quite back up to pre-COVID levels for people travelling and commuting on the train, so travelling for work and during the working week, but that more and more people are using the trains for tourism.
Indeed, yes, things will never quite be the same again post-COVID, but generally speaking, passenger numbers are creeping up and up and up, and certainly if you look at the very long-term trend, more and more people are using the railways. I think the railway passenger numbers have like more than doubled in 20 years or so. So yeah, we need to invest. We need that capacity, and people will use the railway.
But it is, of course, ridiculously expensive. Let's face it, isn't it? Mm. It's silly prices still, isn't it?
Well, I agree, and the government have been, it seems, trying to price people off the railways, and I'm happy to say that they're failing. But yeah, it's a miracle that people continue to use the railways when prices are so high. And the government, they're hypocrites really, because they every year for the last 10 years or more, fuel duty for motorists has been frozen, and yet rail prices go up and up. I mean, in fact, fuel duty for motorists was reduced by 5% last year, wasn't it? Why aren't they doing something for the railway to encourage people to use it rather than pricing people off the railway and making road travel look more attractive? It's nonsense.
I hear you. When are you going to get the chance to try out this station?
As soon as possible. I'm not going to catch the first train because I'm not an early riser, but I'd like a little trip on the Severn Beach. That'd be lovely.
apparently the first train was slightly delayed, amazingly.
Oh, well, these things happen, don't they?
But it did turn up, so let's see the positives. Bruce, thank you very much indeed. Have a great day. Bruce Williamson, the rail expert, talking to us about Bristol's newest railway station, the Portway Park and Ride, which has opened to the public today.
A local rail expert has criticised the amount of time it takes to complete rail projects around Bristol. It comes as Bristol's newest train station, Portway Park and Ride, opened to the public today. The platform took around 14 years to build from when it was first mooted. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future told us improvements to the network take too long.
Any improvement to the rail network has got to be a good thing, but as your reporter hinted, these things take so long and it's so expensive and so hard to find the money. Yes, when's Portishead happening? That's, you know, that's been perpetually like about 3 years away and probably is still about 3 years away.
MPs are calling for an investigation into... It's 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Mike Gilmore. The new Portway Park and Ride train station is a step in the right direction, according to a local rail expert. The new platform can be accessed through the existing Park and Ride car park, and trains will run in each direction on the Severn line every half an hour. Bruce Williamson with Rail Future says more work still needs to be done.
It's not a magic bullet in itself, but... You know, every little helps. So for some people, it will provide a useful service and it will get used. I mean, those stations that have been reopened across the country, you know, almost always have been hugely successful. As the old cliche goes, build it and they will come. So, you know, let's build more stations and let's get more people using the railways locally and ease congestion and reduce pollution.
Drinkers can expect to pay higher prices for many wines.
It's 11 o'clock, I'm Edwina Hett. As the Portway Park and Ride train station opens to the public in Bristol today, a rail group is urging the government to invest more into the network. Passengers haven't returned to their pre-COVID levels as yet, though the numbers are slowly climbing. Bruce Williamson is with Rail Future. He told BBC Radio Bristol that if the government improved the offering, passengers might buy in.
Indeed, yes, things will never quite be the same again. Post-COVID, but generally speaking, passenger numbers are creeping up and up and up, and certainly if you look at the very long-term trend, more and more people are using the railways. I think the railway passenger numbers have like more than doubled in 20 years or so. So yeah, we need to invest. We need that capacity, and people will use the railway.
Pharmacists in our area are advising on alternative.